All right, everybody, this is what's going on. On Monday, August 23rd, all of you are going to show up. You're going to tell your family, your kin, your next of kin, your relatives, your friends, the people you were friends with in college but no longer talk to. All of those people are going to come here to the Hungry Brain at 2319 West Belmont for the You, Me, Them, Everybody Super Fun Special Sock Hop Dance Party Fundraiser. What does that mean? Well, we have great prizes to raffle off. What do we have, Esmeralda?
Hot dogs.
We have hot dogs. That is the best place to get encased meats in the city of Chicago, if not the Midwest, if not the world. What else do we have?
Permanent Records.
Permanent Records. That's the most hip indie record store ever. It's in Ukrainian Village. I love that place. What else do we got?
Comedians You Should Know.
Comedians You Should Know. That's insane. That's the best Wednesday night showcase. You know what else, Esmeralda? I didn't even tell you this. We got Riot Comedy. Riot Comedy, Chicago Joe's down the street. They're amazing.
Oh, my.
Did I tell you we got Red Bar as well? Red Bar, the comedy club. Everybody's talking about. Reader says it's the best comedy club in the city. Saturday and Sunday, we got that. No, I changed that. We got Friday and Saturday. Sunday, you need to rest because of all that great comedy you're going to see. What
amazing.
Else we got?
Amazing.
What else we got, Merle?
Bottom Lounge.
Bottom Lounge. Well, that's a great venue in the West Loop. We got three tickets to three different shows. That's enough for you and your friends and the friends you might potentially meet. What else we got, Merle?
Bucket of Blood.
Bucket of Blood. Well, that's metal. And if you like metal, you need gift certificates because you might not have a lot of friends. And you know what? If you go to Bucket of Blood, you're going to get a lot of friends because that's how great that store is. What else do we got?
Odd Obsessions.
Odd Obsessions. Well, that's just the best place in the city to find films. That's not a lie. What
and
else we got?
More.
We got more? That's insane. I'm going to kill myself from all of this joy that's producing in my stomach right now.
Don't do that because then you won't be able to come.
Come where?
To the thing. Super fun special sock hop
that's
dance
right.
party.
August 23rd, Monday, August 23rd. Be there, be square, blah, blah, blah. Please come. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks for listening. Here's the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and sitting on the stage of the Hungry Brain, but not doing our typical live show, is
Esmeralda Leon.
This is kind of interesting. Welcome to Gentle Waters. The film just screened here, and we set up the mics for tomorrow's event, and I said, let's do a show. We're not in the PA speakers. The
no.
only people that can hear us...
You sound like you're trying to talk slow...
I'm like, trying to
not
talk...
Not slow, low.
Low.
Because
really?
I can barely hear you. You sound like you're mumbling to me.
Oh, no, no. I'll turn the mics down and speak up. Would that be better?
Well, I can't Would hear you.
Would that be
you,
better?
So.
Is this better?
Yeah. Well,
okay,
if,
okay.
Yeah. I mean, if I want to hold a proper conversation
okay,
with you...
Okay, there you go. We're in a bar.
It's not a quiet apartment.
Yeah, but the problem with this is now the mic's louder, more auxiliary sounds are
that's true.
Seeping in.
Yeah, I know, but...
Hey, you live, you learn. We're going to figure out how this goes.
Madman. I'm going to mishear you a lot of times.
Yeah, that's normal. You don't. You just talk over me anyways. It's completely fine. Is this kind of weird to do? Is this weird to do to you?
Well,
did you
of course.
Not, why of course?
Because there's people wandering around drinking beers, and then we're up here talking into mics. People don't even know if it's being recorded or anything. We could just be pretending.
That's true. I think the problem is we have the stage lights on.
That's true.
And that's kind of weird.
Well, I just think it's they see two people up here talking into mics. Wondering what's going on and why is there no sound coming out of the speakers.
I like it like this. Hey, Dan, could you shut the lights? All right. It's less. Now it's really intimate. Now I feel like we're going to do a call.
Now I feel like we're going to do a jazz.
Did you
session.
Notice that when the lights went down, people got quieter?
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of odd.
Because when you turn lights off, it means it's time to go home or something. Oh, no, that's lights
it's
on.
It's the exact opposite.
Well,
I don't know. Maybe now people will drink more slowly. It's not even that late.
It isn't.
Did you eat dinner?
I did.
What did you eat?
I had Thai curry.
I hate you right now.
Although,
what, color?
What other kind of curry is there? Indian, I guess, right?
Yeah, there's Indian curry. It's great. What color
duck.
Did you have? You
really,
had duck.
You know what? It wasn't that much curry. I was a little mad.
What did you?
There wasn't enough
Did you make
sauce.
It yourself?
No.
Where'd you go?
It's a place by my house called Ben's.
How is Ben's?
Very delicious.
Really?
I like Ben's. Ben's is... I'm not saying it's the most fantastic Thai food I've ever had
but
in the
like
world.
A good neighborhood joint.
But it's pretty tasty for being by my house.
What color did you get? It matters.
It's, I think it was yellowish.
There's yellow, red, and green.
Well, the thing is, there wasn't that much to speak of.
Not that much curry itself.
No, but there was a lot of pineapple.
A lot of duck?
And, yeah.
Was this to go or
yeah.
delivery?
It was to go.
I don't think I've ever ordered duck.
John had it once.
Duck.
Yes. And it was, and it's boneless, which makes it
oh,
even
that's
better.
Good. That's good. It's hard
it's,
to screw that up.
It's an even better thing.
Am I S's popping?
Your what?
I feel like my S's sound odd tonight.
I can't hear them.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know if it's because I have really crappy headphones on.
That might be.
Because I don't have my real headphones. I just came back from D.C. D.C.'s a nice city. It was fine. It was fine. People were like, what did you do? I hung out with my girlfriend. I don't know. We didn't do anything, really. It wasn't bad.
So you didn't go do sightseeing?
We did one thing that was kind of touristy.
Okay.
But it was more like, I'm an old man. I wanted to go see a silent film that happened to be at the Portrait Gallery.
All
so
right.
I did like a free event at 2:30 in the afternoon on a Saturday.
Well, that was sweet.
But that's like what we were, I'd say 10% in the 20s, 10% in the 30s, a good amount in the 40s, a lot of 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s.
Because it's 2:30 on a Saturday.
And it's a silent film from 1923. It wasn't a bad film. It wasn't a good film. And then we saw Inception. Did you see Inception?
Nope.
It's not. I don't care. I don't care. Chicago's got much better theaters. Theaters, Merle. Theaters. Movie theaters. Houses. Movie houses.
What about
them? The show House. You like the show House? It's a good show. It's like Sherlock Holmes with drugs.
Oh, the show House.
The show House.
I watch it, but I don't really
Hugh
like
Laurie.
It.
You don't like House.
You know why? Because why every like fucking time he has some mystery disease, yeah. It always turns out to be a cold.
That's no, it's never a cold.
It's always like, oh, they just had something really simple.
It's
we couldn't
never
figure
been
it
a
out.
Cold. You're a liar. Why do you lie all the time?
Yeah, but it's always like something really super fucking simple. It's like, really? You had to go through all that shit just to find out he had the mumps?
Do you enjoy the summer?
Not right now, no. This is
just
horrific.
Just because of the heat?
The heat and the mosquitoes.
Yeah, the mosquitoes are pretty bad tonight.
It's horrible.
I don't know what this says about me, but I feel like I could do this every night of my life.
You do what?
I could do this every night of my life.
Go to a bar?
Go to a bar and record a podcast with good microphones, with a decent board and a crappy computer to be recorded and broadcast whatever.
I see.
With no one listening. I kind of enjoy it.
I kind of too, but I wish I had some headphones.
You want to have mine?
Not really. They've been in your ears.
No, they're fine. They're clean. I clean them out.
No, that's okay.
They're the kind that you could pop off the...
I don't care.
You want to wear one of them?
No, that's fine.
Well, then maybe you shouldn't complain. How about that? I'm giving you options.
We were going to share
the headphones.
Do
you have headphones?
I do, actually.
Do you want to go get your headphones?
Not really.
And I'll talk for a little bit?
I guess.
I can kill time if you want to listen. You never listen to the show.
I don't. I don't want to hear myself talking.
You should listen to the show for once.
Well, no. I hear it then. When I'm recording.
Well, yeah. But I mean,
but not afterwards.
You don't listen back.
I don't like to.
You don't like to listen to your own voice.
No.
Though you want to have a career in radio. That
I
makes
know.
Sense. That makes total sense.
See, but the thing is, when you're on radio,
yeah,
it's nothing that. Well, I mean, if someone does record it, then yes.
On
but
tapes, on tape cassettes,
yeah, on tapes,
Alanis
or
Morissette
reels,
singles,
reels to reels. But
yeah, a lot
but,
of people are reel to reeling tapes.
But essentially, radio is just it's gone. It's in the atmosphere.
It's in the ether.
You're never going to hear it again.
Will hear it. Aliens hear it. The broadcast signal is so long.
Well, that's fine. As long as I'm not hearing it.
Do you believe in aliens, Merle?
I do, actually.
God damn it. Of course
what?
You believe in aliens. You believe in God. That makes sense.
Although, wouldn't that be the opposite? Mm-mm. Usually people who believe in God don't believe in aliens.
No, I think it's just people that believe and have faith believe in both.
Oh, okay.
I don't have none of that. I
why,
don't
why
have
is it so hard to believe,
that.
Though, that there's stuff out there?
It's not so much that I don't believe, it's just there's no proof, therefore I fuck it.
That's true, but I, just because there isn't proof doesn't mean that it could be possible.
That's true. Just because there's not proof,
that's
I could
true.
Go, no, I'm not going to get lewd. I understand what you're saying.
You do whatever the fuck you,
I always
you
do.
Know, just because it's not there.
I always do.
You go ahead and believe it.
I don't
care.
That's the exact opposite. That's the point. Believe, whatever. Let's just talk about God.
Although
and
I think it's a little big-headed. I think it's, I don't know what the word is, to think that we're the only thing in the world.
Oh, I don't care. I just don't care.
You know, there's a whole lot of space out there.
Yeah, you know, there's also a lot of empty space on the west side of Chicago. Let's fill that in first. Let's fix that first.
I'm not saying we're going to go fill stuff in up there.
That's true. Let's just ruin it. We got to do a fundraiser or something, man.
We have to do a fun one?
Fundraiser. I was in this bar.
Oh, a fundraiser.
I was in this bar in D.C. It's a good bar. And they close about a month a year. Sometimes longer, sometimes less. And they go to build a school or a hospital or something in a third world country. It's awesome. What they do is they charge a quarter more per beer. Until they reach their goal. Once they reach their goal, the prices drop a quarter.
Oh,
does this
I
make
see.
Sense?
Yeah.
That's fine and dandy, but the third world is kind of fucked.
Yeah, there's a lot of problems.
There's a lot of problems. In a school, it's awesome. It's a good thing to do. If fuck that. Let's make Chicago better, because I've been feeling really guilty. I haven't been doing near enough. I haven't done anything. I haven't helped anybody in a long time. I've just been draining people.
Go give some blood.
That's not so. We're gonna do. This is what we're gonna do. I don't care if you're into it. You can quit if you don't like it. We're doing it.
Now throw the mic down and quit.
Yeah, it's my mic. I don't care. This December,
you should care.
This December, I ordered two more, by the way, so this podcast is going to sound a lot better. We're going.
It's what?
That's why we have this fundraiser. I just ordered two more of the mics you're speaking into.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
This December, all through the month of December, we're going to collect clothing at the Hungry Brain, and we're going to give it away to two different charities. One is based in Logan Square. One is based in Inglewood. I might be wrong on the location for the Inglewood one.
Are we just going to take the Lost and Found box?
No, but we should. We're going to do that, too. By the way, if you're like a 300-pound woman that likes country western music, we have your shirt. We've had it for a year now. And we're also going to do, if you don't have any clothes, we're going to do get books for open books.
Oh, okay.
I haven't contacted anybody about this, but I don't.
But it's kind of a thing where open books.
It's open books.
Get, you know, they take books regardless of if you make a whole thing about it if you just go yourself and
listen,
turn them in.
I'm broke. You're broke. Most of our listeners are broke. This is a way where we can do something where we don't feel like an asshole or drain ourselves. Okay?
Yeah.
This is just helpful. And that way, when we get drunk that night, we're going to feel so good and everyone's going to fuck without shame for once. This is the Midwestern.
I was going to say, I don't do it with shame.
You don't fuck with shame, Merle? There it is.
My Catholic shame doesn't.
You really don't have. You never have too much joy. And you're like, I should do better. You don't have that?
Wait a minute.
There's
what?
Anytime I have like a lot of good things in my life, I'm like, that's too good. I got to ruin it. You don't have that?
No.
Really? Then you're not a real performer.
Usually it's this was so good. Why did I ruin it?
Oh, okay. So either way, ruin is there.
It's usually
it's
not,
there.
I should ruin it. It's no. Like, oh, man, why'd I ruin it?
I'm like, yeah, it's a little bit of both. Either way, we're destroying things. Let's not destroy things for the month of December. So this is what we'll do. Anytime you come to the Hungry Brain for a You, Me, Them, Everybody event in the month of December, or now, fuck it, we'll do now. We're not going to start working hard on it until December. We need to get some boxes and figure out transportation and stuff. Drop off your clothes, specifically women's clothes, because one of them is a women's shelter, and fuck dudes. Come on, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I feel bad for you every time I look at you, Esmeralda, because you're a woman. I just feel guilt. No.
Wow.
No. I know. It's so sexist. Anyways, that's the great thing. I could say something completely sexist, but if I'm doing charity, it's kind of okay.
Okay.
It negates itself.
So that's how politicians work.
That's exactly how it works.
I see. I see how they... Okay. It makes sense now.
I want to be president of Haiti, Wyclef Jean.
I know. He'll be running in November.
He'll be running in November.
When's their elections?
It's either
that
way.
That joke doesn't work
if
it isn't November.
The joke works. That's my only Wyclef song I like. Hold on.
He's got other ones.
That man is angry with us. That's Kevin Maguire, ladies and gentlemen. Kevin Maguire making an appearance even though it's not the live show.
Where'd he go?
He died.
No one knows this, but he just disappeared.
We're
he literally disappeared behind a speaker.
Clothing and book drive in honor of the late, great Kevin Maguire.
In honor of Kevin.
No, but this is the honest to God's truth. I used to do a lot more. I feel like I'm a piece of shit. I'm consistently begging for money every Monday and Tuesday and some Wednesdays now at the Hungry Brain. And that's fine, and that's good. And we know a lot of stand-ups and a lot of bands and a lot of others, authors that are great, and they give their time. But listen, we're not a non-for-profit. We're not a non-profit or not-for-profit. We need money, and that's not a joke, but I feel like we should do fucking more. We're young enough. We're healthy enough.
Yeah.
Fuck it. We're doing this. And I'll feel better about my alcoholism. And that's really what it boils down to. Every pack of cigarettes I smoke, every Guinness I consume, I won't feel guilty. Let the gates open.
Okay.
For clothes. Specifically, it can't have crotch rot. Listen, people that don't shower, don't give me your shit.
Yeah, I actually think those people are scum.
I will give you deodorant.
Scum.
Don't do that. Don't.
I think that's the shittiest thing anyone can ever do is give to a charity when they give really badly, not washed
clothes.
Yeah, let's
not do that. And if you don't have any money for that, that's completely fine. I relate. Look around your house for a book, all right? My mom's a teacher, and she's insane, and she gave away all of our books once because she didn't have money for rent. It's an insane story. Give me money for myself to drink these memories away and then give books to open books to prevent craziness like that. I've revealed too much because I've been drinking and Claudio didn't show up with tamales, so I haven't had
dinner. He'll show up at like 1.
I'm miserable right now. I think I brunch in the food because I'm starving.
I see. Well, that happens to a lot of people. They get hungry and they just, they just get very fussy.
I'm like a baby. If I don't have enough sleep in me, which is every day, I'm insane. I just want to murder.
You're fussy and you're hungry and you're even fussier.
But a 3-year-old can't murder as well as a 27-year-old.
That's true.
You know,
and the 3-year-old will get off.
Yeah, exactly. I read this story. The British kids that killed like and tortured a 2-year-old years ago are now out on bail or whatever. Like their sentences is up. And one of them has just sexually abused a 2-year-old. So their British penal system. I've been reading a baseball book.
Okay.
I love baseball.
Is it about the strategies of baseball?
No, it's Doug Glanville's book. He's currently a Chicago author. He played for the Cubs and the Phillies and the Rangers.
Is that book, the book behind
no,
you?
No, the book behind me, which we're going to use tomorrow night, which
okay, because I like the
late.
Title. Pitching in a Pinch.
Baseball from the Inside by Christy Mathewson. Christy Mathewson was a pitcher a long time ago. This is from 1912.
Yeah.
But it was kind of ghostwritten. But I've highlighted some of the stuff because I was going to use it.
It's just the title. It's
a good title. It's a good pun.
No, I think of like... If, you're in a baseball game and it's like, oh, no, we don't have a pitcher.
Pitching
I guess I'll do it.
It's in a pinch. It's a pinch. Page 53, last words of the chapter. But the saddest words of all to a pitcher are 3. Take him out.
Oh, it is true.
That's true.
That's true in any job.
Think
about it.
No, that's usually, that's only good jobs where you don't want to hear that.
Well, yeah.
Think of a shitty job.
But even in a shitty job, if they're like, take him out.
Awesome.
Yeah, but you need money.
Slavery.
And if it's a shitty job, you're getting paid by
the
hour.
So unless you're a slave, it's a bad thing. But if you're a slave, it's
a good
thing.
Oh, I was thinking in the sense of go home. Take him out.
Go home. It's good.
That's not good. Not if you want money.
Yeah, whatever.
I gotta pay you for the hours you didn't show up.
I gotta start taking days off or something. This is getting bad.
I thought you were gonna.
I don't have money, Merle.
That's true.
I don't have money.
Neither do I.
That's why we're doing a raffle. Let's plug the raffle. Do you want to talk about anything else or do you want to just plug the raffle?
Let's do the raffle.
I'm getting tired. And I got to have another beer for dinner. Johnny Cash song. It's a reference.
You should have a Guinness.
We're out of Guinness. Aww. We've drank so many Guinness, we're out.
You should have some rye whiskey. Because of the rye bit.
Oh, Mad Men. Let's talk about Mad Men. Did you like Mad Men?
Yeah.
The end. Mad Men is great. Mad Men recap, week 3.
Although I am very sad about this whole prostitute business. And now he's just trying to jump on any lady.
Okay. Now I'm back into it with the prostitutes.
Second wind.
Now that he's got a consistent prostitute, for some reason, it doesn't bother me as much.
And did you notice, in the last episode... The British dude.
Yes.
Did business.
Yeah.
And he asked how much? $25.
Yeah.
And John, my boyfriend, were watching. He's like, that's not a lot, even with inflation.
And with inflation, what is that, like 100?
I don't know. We didn't figure it out. I wanted to, but we didn't.
Well, let's do it now. No time like the present.
All right, go ahead.
Let's use our fancy phones. And
John said, even with inflation, it wouldn't be a lot. So, I don't know. I'm thinking they're high class. They get at least $200.
What would I, so it's 1964. So how would I search this? I don't know. Well,
that's
figure
the thing.
It out.
I thought you had a formula already.
1964 in your head. To 2000.
I don't know how inflation works. So.
Inflation?
Well, yeah, you know, figuring things out. Like,
I know what inflation is.
Well, I know what it is, but, you know, if you want to figure how much things cost nowadays.
Okay, let's figure
this
out.
To the 60s.
There's a usinflationcalculator.com.
All right, then.
That's delightful.
They made it just for us.
Okay, so here's what we got.
For podcasts, you need to figure inflation
that's
out.
That's true. We actually, is it 64 or 65? What,
it is.
It's 65.
It's
January 65.
Yeah. You are correct.
Okay, so January 65 is 1.0. Now, how do we use this?
Well, they said $25 for the prostitute.
Okay, here we go. The table rates, The Consumer Price Index published monthly. Okay, so 2010, it's
2.6. And that was a whole night.
So 2.6. So I'm assuming times 2.6.
Okay, so how much?
So 2.6 times 25.
Is?
Off the top of my head, 62.
That's still very cheap for a whole night.
That's not, yeah, that's real cheap.
That's, they're
which
economical.
Which makes me like Don Draper more because he's an economical man.
Yeah, well, even who knows how much she is? Because I did notice the one the prostitute the British guy had a butt chin.
She did
and
have
she
a butt
chin. And she was kind of ugly. She wasn't very pretty.
She wasn't.
But then again, neither is the British man, so.
Yeah.
He's not too good looking.
Let's go high end. He's paying $50 a night. That's $125 a night for the prostitute. Once again, not a lot of money.
He threw in a tip, too. $5.
He did throw in a tip.
He gave him 30.
He did throw in a tip, which was very kind of him. Very kind
British
man.
Which is, I think,
man.
Too late because
why? Why
they
is
were
that
gone
too late?
By the time
he
woke up.
I don't think that was a tip for the lady.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think
tip
that was
him.
Like, yeah, throw that to her. Nope, that's not how prostitutes work, Merle. You need to learn a lot about 1965 prostitutes.
But, yeah, I just don't like that. Also.
I like that now. I'm into it. I'm back in. I don't care.
Did you think in that episode they had the comedian? Did you think that was weird? He seemed too modern for 1965. I don't know why.
No, bullshit. Watch old Lenny Bruce. All it is crowd work.
But what time was that?
65.
Really?
It was New Year's Eve, 64 into 65.
No. Lenny Bruce.
Lenny Bruce is the same era, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's when George Carlin was getting to start, too.
Whatever. For some reason, I was like, there was comedians in 65?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I know. I thought that was funny. I was just thinking about
it. You don't know
about
the Village?
I know, but it's just weird to think that.
Why?
They did things that we do now.
When they have, yeah, they didn't bang at all. They didn't have prostitutes.
Oh, that too. I thought.
Banging or prostitutes?
Yes. Who was it?
Don?
I remember.
Dead air, Merle.
I
dead
don't
air.
Remember. Well, I'm thinking. Dead air is me thinking. There was a bit in Mad Men where someone was very casual. Oh, when he sleeps with the secretary.
Yeah.
Sorry, spoiler alert.
No, the whole thing is a spoiler alert.
Yeah.
When he's and
he bangs her.
Yeah.
Doesn't
yeah.
even take his pants off. Just unzips.
He was drunk.
I know, but I was like, jeesh. And then they just walk. She's just like, all right, well, I gotta go.
No, she loves him forever.
I know, but still, she was kind of like, so I gotta go. See you later.
My name's Don Draper. I'm gonna
putting
fuck
my
you
shoes
in the face
back on.
If you're not nice.
I just thought it was, like, so casual for the time.
And he broke one of his own rules. Don did.
Shitting where he
Yeah. If you remember, like, episode one, season one, when Peggy, like, puts her hand on Don, he's like, I don't do that.
Oh, that's
Don
true.
Draper.
But that's
I'll
Peggy.
Go. Yeah, I know. But this one's not better than Peggy.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
I think she is.
No, they're about the same.
Peggy was, like, dowdy and
Do
weird.
You think it's okay to judge women like this? It's so much fun.
I can because I'm a lady.
I don't think that's how it works.
Yeah, it is.
You're objectifying women.
Yeah, because I'm a lady. I can do it. That's fine.
I'm a man and I can do it.
That's like when black people talk about black people.
Nope,
you
it's
can do
not.
That. That's like when brown people can talk about brown people.
I don't think that's
totally
how it is.
Totally okay.
Nope, you're wrong. Kevin looks tired. Kevin looks real
Kevin's
tired.
Like our producer and he's
Kevin
giving us nods and things.
Yep, giving us nods. All right, here we go.
Like it's time to wrap it up or something.
August 23rd, Monday night, August 23rd, we're having a raffle fundraiser dance
what
party.
What is it called?
I don't remember the title. It's really
like the
long.
Super Fun Fantastical.
You, me, them, everybody. Super Fun Special Sock Hop.
Fundraiser.
Dance party fundraiser. Okay, so that's what we're doing. We have
people should take trains, buses, automobiles.
Yes, planes, trains, and automobiles. Good film. I miss John Candy. John Candy, underrated. I don't know what he should have won. Okay, Only the Lonely. Beautiful, sad film.
Okay. He was fat. Anyway.
Yeah, he was. And I bet he judged women in numbers, too.
Yeah, he probably did.
And he banged them all.
Yeah.
He was a fat Don Draper.
Gross.
They based the character of Don Draper on John Candy.
John Candy.
That's right. Why do you think they cast John Hamm?
Yeah.
His name is John. He liked to eat hams, so they got him
ham,
to be Don Draper.
John Candy liked hams.
Yeah, candied hams.
With
think
an
about
M.
it. Think about it, conspiracy theory, alien god person.
All right.
We got a lot of good giveaways.
Conspiracy theory.
We got a lot of good giveaways, lady. We got comedy tickets for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Sunday, there's a great show that's free. Monday and Tuesday, you're here. We've just figured out your entire week of Chicago comedy. Done. We also got tickets to improv comedy. Done. Mm-hmm. We got the best encased meats in the city with hot dogs. Done.
Oh, yeah.
We got a record store to be hip and to bang ladies and dudes that are underweight and / overweight. It's awesome. What else we got?
Permanent records?
That's Permanent Records. We got, what were you thinking of? Was there another record store? Did we get two record stores?
Okay. Not yet.
That's true. who do we have that's awesome? They're all awesome.
They are all awesome.
Oh, okay. If you're a lady and you want to beat up on other ladies and objectify men, Chicago Outfit
they
tickets.
They don't do that.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
All right.
No, they don't. Maybe they do. I don't care. I'm a dude. Do they still want to give us stuff?
I just love that. I'm a dude.
I don't care. I like the roller derby girls. They're all right in
it's
my
awesome.
Book.
It's awesome. I love it. They just knock into each other. And I would, if I had the balls,
well,
I
you
would
won't because you're not a man.
That's true.
That is true. Now, objectify more women. No, what do we got? We got more. We got so many more. I can't think of any of them.
I know, but
I haven't had dinner.
You know what? They'll be on our website.
They'll be on the website.
Correct.
YouMeTheMEverybody.com. There you go.
You'll hear about them later.
I'm going to look it up right now. So that's it. Thanks for listening, everybody. Hopefully, we'll see you on Monday, August 23rd. Every Monday, most Tuesdays, occasionally Wednesdays, we're at the Hungry Brain, 2319 West Belmont. Thanks for listening, and have a wonderful evening.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/YouMeTheMEverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to YouMeTheMEverybody.com.